When he arrived, he found that the encampment now stretched for many miles along the riverbank, and the Nile itself resembled the port of some prosperous European city. It was a forest of masts and funnels. Feluccas and gaiuses, barges, steamers and gunboats crowded the anchorage. There were 6 newly assembled armoured screw gunboats. They were 140 feet long and 24 feet wide. They were armed with 12 and 6-pounder quick-firing guns and with batteries of Maxim machine guns on their upper decks. They were equipped with modern machinery, ammunition hoists, searchlights and steam winches. Yet they drew only 39 inches of water, and their stern screws could drive them at speeds up to 12 knots. In addition, there were 4 elderly stern-wheel gunboats, dating from Chinese Gordon's era, which also carried 12-pounders and Maxim guns. The Sirdar had asked London for first-line British troops to reinforce his already formidable new Egyptian army. His request had been granted, and battalions of the Royal Warwickshires, Lincolns, Seaforth Highlanders, Cameron Highlanders, Grenadier Guards, Northumberland Fusiliers, Lancashire Fusiliers, the Rifle Brigade and the 21st Lancers had already joined and were encamped in the Great Zariba. The array of artillery was formidable, and ranged from 40-pounder howitzers to field and horse batteries. The Sirdar's large white tent stood on an eminence in the centre of the Zariba, with the Egyptian flag waving on a tall staff above it. Penrod found his camels fat and strong, and his men in much the same condition. Life in summer quarters without the presence of their commander had been restful. Penrod stirred them into action with a vengeance. As the first green flood of the rising Nile had poured down through the Shabluka Gorge, the grand advance began. 30,000 fighting men and their battle train moved southwards to the first staging camp at the entrance to the gorge. Here the mile-wide river was compressed into a mere 200 yards between the black and precipitous cliffs. They were 56 miles from Khartoum and Omdurman. The next staging camp was only 7 miles upstream, opposite Royan Island above the gorge, but these were 7 difficult and dangerous miles. The gunboats thrashed their way up through the racing, whirling rapids, towing the barges behind them. The ill-fated gunboat Zafir now sprung a leak and sank by the bows in the jaws of the gorge. Her officers and men had barely time to escape with their lives. For the infantry and cavalry, the march to Royan Island was doubled in length. To avoid the rocky Shabluka hills, they had to circle far out into the desert. Penrod's camels carried water for them in iron tanks. Once they had reached Royan Island, the road to Omdurman was clear and open before them. The vast array of men, animals, boats and guns moved forward relentlessly, ponderously and menacingly. At last, only the low line of the Kereri Hills concealed the city of Omdurman from the binoculars of the British officers. There was still no sign of the dervish. Perhaps they had abandoned the city and fled. The Sirdar sent his cavalry to find out.